Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show. Today is our special Halloween show, and my guest this morning is Sandra Lawson, and she is an animal communicator. Sandra is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin at Superior with a double major in psychology and education. She is also a graduate of Gateway College in Florissant, Missouri. She taught elementary school in Wisconsin, Germany, and California. She was a psychology instructor at both Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College and San Diego Community College. Sandra is also a life coach, an angel therapy practitioner, and a certified animal communicator. We will be discussing her life's journey, Halloween, and doing some animal communications live on the air. Good morning, Sandra. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Johnny. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm excited about having you on this morning. It's something sort of different that I'm doing for From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. I normally, I wouldn't say handling serious discussion kind of stuff, but being that it's Halloween and we're just a few days from this Saturday, I thought doing a Halloween special for the family would be kind of fun, and I thank you very much for agreeing to be on my show this morning.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, Johnny.
Well, that's great. I would like to get started this morning by talking about your life's journey. Please tell us about your childhood life, your family, and the community you grew up in.
Well, I guess I'm one of those people that was very, very blessed. I have three sisters, my mom and dad, and we were a very close-knit, loving family. I had a father who loved to tell children stories, and every night he'd tuck us in with a great story about a little boy and getting lost in the woods with his dog and finding a little fawn, you know, that didn't have his mom. And, you know, so it was always great. The storytelling in our family. And I grew up actually in northern Wisconsin, up by Lake Superior. My hometown was named Superior. And I really had a very good childhood and a family that, especially my father, who loved animals.
That's wonderful. I mean, is it something that you know, like your family was involved with before in terms of being able to communicate with animals and those kind of things? So, I mean, did you grow up in a farm where, you know, that's sort of a natural, it just became sort of a natural thing to do?
Well, actually, my father, until he was 18, was raised on a farm, and my mom was like a city gal. So she wasn't so crazy about animals, although animals, she does love them now, and animals love her. But my dad was crazy about animals. And as a matter of fact, we'd sit at the breakfast table, and he would ask a question of the birds, and then he'd answer the question for the birds. And so we just thought our dad was a little bit goofy. You know, but the truth is he was role modeling for me all those years without even me realizing it, that we can talk to animals. And every time he'd see any kind of an animal, like if he'd see a dog or a cat or even a wild animal, he'd just kind of melt with love.
I understand. That's pretty interesting. Now, how about your family now? I mean, you know, in terms, is there anyone that picked up the trade of being able to communicate with animals?
Well, you know, as far as, a couple of my sisters probably can do it. I'm probably the most animal-promoting person in the family, but I have a nephew that he loves animals. I have a couple nephews that really love animals, but this one in particular, he's 9 years old, and he really connects with the heart with animals, so we talk a lot about that together.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, that's wonderful. Well, tell us, what is an animal communicator, you know, what kind of person, and what is an animal communicator?
Well, an animal communicator, in my opinion, is someone who connects with animals using their six intuitive senses. And I kind of came up with a little acronym for it. I'm working on it right now for my book that I'm writing. And I use the word, the acronym STATES, and using your sensing or your feeling, knowing, hearing, tasting, seeing, and smelling. And using all of those intuitive senses to get information from animals. Sometimes animals send pictures to me. Sometimes I hear words that they're saying. Definitely sometimes I get feelings, emotions or feelings in my body. So getting all of that information from animals, because obviously they don't speak humanese, but they definitely are talking, and an animal communicator is one who has learned to hone their intuitive senses to receive and send messages to animals.
Now, is this something like, you know, we've heard about horse whisperer, and I think a few months back, I heard someone mentioning about, you know, a dog whisperer. Is that this kind of about the same, in the same line here? Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of similarities. When I work with animals, you know, an animal whisperer, a horse whisperer, let's just say, is one that absolutely is tuned in to the body language of the horse.
Oh, okay.
And they also very well can be intuitively tuned in to what's going on with horses. I can't, you know, speak for all horse whisperers, but the basis of horse whispering is really tuning into the body language, and so much so that they notice the most subtle movements of horses. And the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, he really talks about changing behaviors. An animal communicator does all of that, plus they tune into the intuitive senses. So it's really kind of a more of a graduated way of working with animals besides just being a behaviorist or studying their body language. It's kind of combining all of that, Johnny. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, because it's interesting you talked about body language and everything else. I'm reading a book right now. It's about plants. It's The Secret Life of Plants. I don't know whether you've heard of it, but which is kind of interesting because it talks about how plants themselves does have this sense of, you know, being able to communicate with another plant and with the humans in some ways through ESP and everything else. And it's quite interesting because this is a scientific book, so it's not some sort of a fictional book. And I was like really excited about reading it because it's fascinating, because what it does, it opens up a brand new idea of, like, just because we don't understand certain things or it does not conform to our, say, quote-unquote, human normality kind of approach, that doesn't mean that we want or we need to just discard it, and which is quite interesting. And that's what you were talking about from that perspective, being able to pick up on senses the animal, in some ways or a form or another. So that's quite fascinating. So,
Johnny, I was just going to say that it is my belief system that all life communicates. Now, not all life communicates with human voiced communication, but all life does communicate, and it is up to us if we would like to open ourselves up. We can receive those messages from all life. I mean, the approach that I use definitely can be used with a mother before her baby is born, you know, communicating in that way. So I love that you say that about plants, because everything responds to love.
Right. And that ties back in to, you know, Sandra, that ties back into what I actually wrote about in my book in terms of unconditional love, because in order to receive love, we have to be open and be receptive. And whenever we are, then obviously we are opening up all our senses, the five senses as well as our sixth sense, in being able to just like, okay, I'm a radar here, you know, hit me.
Exactly.
And I believe that once you do that, you get your mindset in that state, then you are able to receive and collect all the data. And you talk about, you know, interestingly enough, you did bring up about the fact that babies, because it's right. At what point do you communicate with the child, with the baby, when he or she